Maduro declares Venezuela impregnable from U.S. invasion and war games launch. By BenQ on February 11, 2019. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro launched large-scale military exercises over the weekend, boasting in over a dozen posts on his Twitter accounts of how his highly trained soldiers held impeccable demonstrations, proving the country is impregnable from any foreign threat. "We advance in the consolidation of our new military doctrine, the war of the all people, based on the ideals of our liberators and resumed for the integral defense of the nation, by our commander, former dictator Hugo Chavez," he wrote. "Our men and women of the hashtag fanbar highly trained and with maximum moral to defend, of any empire, our sacred ground. Always loyal, traitors never. That is the brave cry that is heard in each military unit of our beloved homeland," he added. "Long live our fanb." Maduro nominally called the exercises to celebrate the bicentennial of when independence leader Simon Bolivar convened the Congress of Angostura, marking the eventual independence of Venezuela and Colombia from colonial rule. However, they were primarily intended as a show of strength against the United States, which Maduro insists is planning a military invasion of the country by secretly hiding military assets in trucks of food and medicine. Over recent weeks, millions of Venezuelans have rallied around their president, Juan Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and dozens of democracies around the world as the nation's legitimate leader following his constitutionally approved inauguration on January 23. As well as recognizing and providing political support to Guaido, Washington has also placed fresh sanctions on the country's vital state-run oil industry, a move designed to further drain the regime's financial resources. Maduro still retains the crucial backing of the country's military top brass, who control the repressive apparatus designed to protect the regime's authority and crush political dissidents by force. Maduro's supporters and far-left radicals in the United States have speculated since Guaido's inauguration that the U.S. may stage a military intervention in the Latin American country, an option Trump himself has repeatedly maintained remains on the table. The State Department has repeatedly dismissed the possibility of using the military as a first resort against Maduro and, as noted by Andres Oppenheimer of the Miami Herald, some U.S. analysts have estimated that invading Venezuela would take more than 100,000 U.S. troops. Therefore, such a large operation is likely to attract fierce opposition both at domestically and internationally and from all sides of the political spectrum. "You must be ready to go to the heart of the enemy who dares touch Venezuelan soil. To go to the heart of the enemy and to tear out his heart in his own territory," he declared at a military event in Caracas. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.